This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off in your grain futures, from the close last Friday on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn for July was to 453, up 11. September corn was to 458 and a quarter, up 10 and a half. And December corn was to 463 and a half, up 7 and three quarters. Soybeans for July were to 896 and three quarters, up 8 and three quarters. August beans were to 903, up 8 and a half. And September beans were to 910, up 8 and a quarter. Chicago wheat for July was to 538.5, up 3. September wheat was to 542, up 3 as well. And December wheat was to 553 and a quarter, up 3 and a half Friday. Friday soybean meal for July finished at 323.50, up $1.80. August bean meal finished to 324.70, also up $1.80. And Friday September bean meal finished at 326.40. Also up $1.80. Finally, soybean oil for July was to 27.61, up 41. August bean oil finished Friday at 27.77, up down 39. And September bean oil was to 27.91, down 36. Now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for Friday's Cash Grain Report.
This is Friday's reported grain price returns prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon on lack of farmer selling and a rainy forecast for the next week, which will slow down planting and not improve crop conditions. In northern and western Illinois country grain, yields quoted shell corn bids up 11 to 12 cents at 410 to 441. Soybean bids are 9 to 10 cents higher at 817 to 858. In central Illinois country grain, yields quoted shell corn bids up 14 to 16 cents at 427 to 453. Soybean bids were 9 to 12, higher at 839 to 877. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 11 to 16 cents at 419 to 468. Soybean bids were 9 to 12, higher at 841 to 886. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 13 cents higher at 879 to 902. Basis is unchanged up 4 at 1800 to 5 over the July. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 311.50 to 331.50. Mostly $1.80 a ton higher, with basis steady to down to at 12 under to 8 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were up 11 to 17 cents at 451 to 467, with basis steadied up 6 at 2 under to 14 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevations quoted to producer corn bids 11 cents higher at 436 to 453, with basis unchanged at 1700 option to July. Soybeans ended up 9 to 11 cents at 872 to 878, with basis steadied up to at 2500 to 19 under the July. New crop wheat prices are 3 cents higher at 509 to 539, with basis steady at 30 under to option to July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal placed their producer corn bids 11 to 13 cents higher at 468 to 470. These elevators raise their soybean prices 9 to 12 cents. With quotations at 901 to 905, soft wheat closed 3 cents higher at 574 to 575, and Milo ended the day up 11 cents at 478 to 489. Contract bids producers for October-November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 415 to 436, soybeans at 849 to 869. And in the central part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 428 to 444, soybeans at 860 to 894, and in the southern part of the state, corn for October-November delivery at 412 to 454, soybeans at 856 to 887, and June-July wheat at 518 to 558. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Taking a look at your livestock futures from the Chicago Board of Trade from last Friday, June live cattle were to 108.77, down 27. August live cattle Friday finished at 104.27, down 45. And October live cattle finished at 105.47, down 67. Friday feeder cattle for August finished at 135.52, down 70. September feeders were to 135.80, also down 70. And October feeders were to 135.75, down 72. Lean hogs Friday finished at 79.37 on the June contract, up 15 cents. July lean hogs finished to 81.35, down 202, and August lean hogs were to 80.62, down 220. Now we'll take you to the Illinois Department of Agriculture once more this morning for Friday's Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday Afternoon Livestock Report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations show a 200-pound pork carcass traded 4 cents lower, in a range of $67 to $78, with a weighted average carcass price of $75.79. In the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sow price were steady with light to moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded $26 to $33, 4 to 5 weight at $28 to $35. 5 to 6 weight at $30 to $37, and over 600 pounds, $32 to $40. In the Illinois direct hog trade, prices for barrels and gilts country buying points were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $47 to $51. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts a total $21,730. In the direct cattle trade, in the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, choice steers and live bases traded at $110 to $117.50, and on a dress basis at $180 to $186. Choice heifers and live bases trade at $110 to $116, and on a dress basis at $182 to $184. From the National Daily Pork Plant Port, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 242 loads traded. Calculations are 200-pound pork carcass is $83.21, which is 20 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Port, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $222.23, which is 13 cents higher, while select carcasses were $202.76, which is $1.95 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 118,000 compared to 119,000 last week, 116,000 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 467,000 compared to 473,000 last week and 413,000 1 year ago. A recap of the Fairview Sale Barn Feeder Cattle Special Auction for Thursday, June 13th, had total receipts of 1,088. Steers, large ones and twos, 45 head, average weight of 532, with an average price of $176.40. 100 head, average weight at 624, average price of $159.59. 48 head, average weight of 678, an average price of $151.08. And 181 head, average weight of 727, average price of 144.82. 63 head, with average weight of 804, average price of 141.47. Heifers, large ones and twos, 15 head, 427 weight at $144.26. 45 head, average weight of 536, average price of 136.55. 73 head with an average weight of 619, average price of 133.82. 71 head, average weight of 721, average price of 131.63. And 28 head at 837 pounds, average price of 120.21. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And taking a look at international news on this Monday morning, a Reuters report says the European Union has agreed to allow U.S. farmers a bigger share of the European beef market. EU sources and diplomats all tell Reuters that the move could help calm down some transatlantic trade tensions. The deal will give America a guaranteed share of a 45,000-ton EU quota for hormone-free beef. The quota was agreed to back in 2009. It helped to settle another dispute that had arisen over the EU ban on the use of growth hormones within meat. U.S. farmers initially dominated the agreed-upon quota. However, under the World Trade Organization rules, it also had to be made available to suppliers outside of the U.S. Australia, Uruguay, and Argentina have grown their share of the quota, pushing the U.S. piece of the pie down to only 30%. The European Commission, which coordinates trade policy for the 28 EU countries, agreed to the deal with the U.S. American farmers gain an initial 18,500 tons of the quota, rising to 35,000 tons after 7 years. Taking a look at national ag news, agriculture and farm state congressional lawmakers are making a full court press to get desperately needed trade deals across the finish line. Billions of dollars in new and restorated trade hang in the balance. With time running out to get deals done this year with Mexico, Canada, China, and Japan. Administration officials are negotiating with House Democrats to iron out differences before sending up the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. U.S. Trade Representative for Agriculture Greg Dowd told Ag Senate lawmakers.
In terms of certainty, the first thing we can do is pass USMCA. Mm-hmm. And then from there we work on Japan and China and get these things done. And in terms of historical issues, I would say that there has been work on China historically, and we just recently won two of the biggest cases in the history of agriculture against China.
More than 660 firms and associations wrote President Trump, who expects to meet with China's Xi Jinping in Japan this month, asking Trump to avoid more tariffs against China and reach a trade deal. Almost 1,000 farm-related groups wrote congressional leaders urging them to ratify the USMCA, worth an estimated $2.2 billion in new U.S. farm sales. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney.
I still think, and I've said very publicly many times, that the rewrite of the sanitary, phytosanitary chapter may be the greatest gift out of USMCA, free, fair, and reciprocal trade. And so I think that's perhaps the greatest gift. I still think, though, the biggest one, though, is the message that passage of USMCA will send to the world. If we don't get this done, we're in deep trouble in terms of other negotiations we seek to do, because this is a good deal.
But Congress has up to 90 legislative days to review USMCA once the White House sends it up to the Hill, leaving little time to resolve partisan differences and ratify the deal before an election year. The American Dairy Coalition and its members across the country are pleased with the passage of the Cellular Newhouse Amendment. It allows year-round dairy employees to utilize the H-2A visa program. The coalition says without a tool to provide the nation's dairy farmers with a reliable workforce, farms will struggle to grow or sustain their operation. The amendment will provide a tool to help farmers answer the question of who will milk the cows. Lori Fisher, CEO of American Dairy Coalition, says dairy farmers consistently see their help wanted ads go unfilled. Our domestic workforce is not filling agricultural jobs that are necessary to keep it running, she says. We need to keep tools to provide an avenue for farmers to legal access for legal workers willing to fill these year-round jobs. Additionally, the program will provide the time employers need to make sure their workers are trained to provide the best standard of animal care possible. The dairy industry has a total economic impact of $620 billion and supports more than 3 million jobs. The industry has to have qualified workers to milk and care for the cows every day. Adding dairy to the H-2A program will be a critical step toward making sure that happens. Taking a look into state ag news, more than 13,000 livestock entries are anticipated for this summer's Illinois State Fair. State Fair Competitive Event Manager Donna Miller says exhibitors still have time to get signed up.
Well, at this point, the livestock entries have a due date of July 1st. So we're kind of down on entries at this point. It's like everyone likes to wait till the last minute to send in their entries. But we usually average around 13,500 entries, and we'll have a better number probably the middle of July for this year.
The 2019 State Fair runs August 8th to the 18th. Taking a look at events going on in the local area, the University of Illinois Extension Office will be hosting a vegetable gardening in containers workshop. This workshop is to be held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro tomorrow from 10 to 11 a.m. This program is free, and you can register by visiting go.illinois.edu/cjmm or by calling 217-532-3941. Today is the last day to register for this program, and you can join horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger and learn how to maximize your vegetable yield when using different containers. Learn about compact varieties of vegetables that thrive in restricted spaces, trellising, soil, sunlight, and fertilizer requirements. Again, this program takes place tomorrow, June 18th, from 10 to 11 a.m., and today is the last day to register, and you can do so by visiting the website go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling 532-3941. And for this Monday morning, June 17th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.